CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Laferno. I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions and learning management systems and custom e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofits. In this edition, we are going to be talking with Steve Penna, Senior Instructional Designer and Implementation Consultant here at CyberWorks, about his recent article, Make the Most of Existing Tools. Hi, Steve. As always, great to see you here on the CyberWorks e-learning podcast.
Hi, Mary Kay. It's great to be here. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Okay, let's get to it. I know you recently wrote an article, Make the Most of Existing Tools. So I don't want you to get too much into your piece, but can you give us a couple of highlights from your article?
Sure, Mary Kay. Well, this one starts off where my last article left off, with the NetGen audience, and how to create effective e-learning for this efficient information gathering and visually engaged audience.
All right. Well, that sounds really good. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Steve?
The key message of the article is that you probably already have many tools available to you to reach the NetGen audience.
Folks, please download Steve's article and read it because it has a lot of great information. It's located in the CyberWorks Media Center under e-learning articles section. Steve, I know you're busy, so I'll let you go. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today on making the most of existing tools when it comes to e-learning development with Steve Penna, Senior Instructional Designer and Implementation Consultant here at CyberWorks on our e-learning podcast series. Have a great day.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.